Today's meditation is taken from Isaiah chapter 54, verses 2-3. Isaiah 54. This pertains to the Lord's everlasting love for Israel and the encouragement of Israel to do God's will. Let's read together verses 2 and 3. Ready, go. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. God surely will bless us in the reading and meditation of his word. Just now we sang the hymn that is on Jordan's stormy banks. And I'm bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I'm bound for the promised land. As much as the people of Israel have seen how God has wrought many miracles in their lives, sometimes their faith in God becomes weak, especially when they look at themselves and what they can do and what their own strength can bring them forth. So if we were to see how Abraham came out of Ur of the Chaldees and how he has responded to God's call to the promised land, Abraham went by faith. But Abraham also is like you and I. We have doubts, and sometimes we do not know exactly where that promised land might be. So when Abraham continued to have faith in God and just followed on God's will and God's guidance, he just walked on and on until the Lord led him to the promised land. Moses, when he led the people out of Israel, the people of Israel were slaves in Egypt. And how, when they were liberated from the power of Pharaoh, they thought to themselves, how can they do it? How can they make it? What promised land is that? And Moses led them all the way by God's grace, by God's strength, in accordance with God's will, that even the Red Sea parted and they could cross over on dry ground. And we see that when the people of Israel, the people of God, walked in God's will, God will open the door. God will make even the Red Sea to part. And we also saw that just before Moses and the entire group of Israelites, millions of them, were at just the edge of the promised land at Kadesh Barnea. And they were supposed to just go in and conquer by God's will. And yet, 10 out of 12 spies shared all the horrible news about the so-called promised land to them and say that they look like grasshoppers in the eyes of those giants, and how can they fight? So when God's people look at themselves and not at God, even when the promised land is so nearby, they will just dissolve into fear, melt. And this kind of things can cause contagion, psychological contagion, negatively unto the whole nation of Israel. And of course, their faith in God was not to look at God, but their faith in God seems to be looking at themselves and how they can fight all the giants out there. But of course, only two that we have learned over the past few weeks at the worship services. Two men, Joshua and Caleb, looked upon God and said, yes, we can do it. By God's grace, fear not, we can do it. And you can see that when the nation of Israel did not obey God, God will send down his discipline. And the whole nation of Israel had to go through the whole desert of Zin over 40 years. And that was a great discipline punishment to them. So when we come to Joshua, Joshua looked upon the promised land and said, well, it is good that we cross, but there's a river Jordan. As we have also meditated at worship services, that when Joshua fixed his eyes on God, or the Almighty God, and told his priest just to step forward, and just as they touch the banks of the river, God opened River Jordan. And they crossed over on dry ground again, just like when they crossed over the big, huge Red Sea. And how they have conquered the promised land. And the rest is history until the end of Joshua's life. But here we see in Isaiah, God's people need encouragement. And what it is? Enlarge the place of thy tent. Here, the moment you see this word, enlarge the place of thy tent, straight away we see this tent is a temporary thing. It's not a brick house, stone house. It's a tent. And reminds the Israelite that it's a sojourn on earth. But more importantly, it's not so much the temporal structure, but more of the presence of God that they should focus on. And even in this aspect, enlarge the place of thy tent. Tent, as we know, it's made of fabric material. And in order to stretch that tent, in order to enlarge that tent, they certainly need to stretch that material. And here, God is telling the people of Israel, need to do much more for God. And William Carey, as we all know, that he has pioneered as an evangelist in India. And he has great ambition for the Lord. And what did William Carey say? Attempt great things for God and expect great things from God. And here it is enlarging the place of thy tent, just like the people of Israel going out there and do something great, something bigger, in accordance with God's will. So, Isaiah gave this order, gave this encouragement, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. To stretch forth the curtains of habitations, you probably need more material. And if you need more material, you need contribution. And you need, by God's grace, the unity of the people to understand that this is a time to stretch forth, to make the tent bigger, so that more can come in. And more of the people can be saved in God's house. And here they are reaching out also to the Gentiles, so that the Gentiles will know who God is, and the Gentiles too will worship the Lord God. So enlarge the place of thy tent. Sometimes it may not be a comfortable kind of thought. Sometimes it may be scary. Sure, extend, enlarge the place of thy tent. The first skeptic will say, what for? We are quite comfortable. Our small little tent, quite comfortable. Why enlarge it? And if we enlarge it, we need to have more resources. We need to have more time. We need to cater to more people. And there's a lot of things. But for those who are zealous for the Lord's work, wow, enlarge the place of thy tent. What an opportunity to serve God. What an opportunity to see God extend His own kingdom. And thank God for the privilege to be chosen to enlarge the place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtains of thine inhabitants. We have the present curtain, and the present curtain will be stretched forth and needs a lot of effort. Yes, God will help, But the people need to also do that effort and put in that labor of love to stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not. Well, if there's insufficient resources, bring them in. Spare not. What are we keeping those things for? Spare not. Bring them in and enlarge the tent. And if the tent needs more extension, need more material, spare not. Buy it. Bring it. Put it in. Lengthen thy cords. When the tent is stretched, the cords, the string, need to be lengthened. And when you lengthen it, you need to strengthen the sticks. And this is a physical tent, as we can see. But the message that comes across it is that when you lengthen the cords and strengthen the stakes, who will strengthen it? God will strengthen the stakes. The people will be there to just follow God's will to strengthen the stakes. And if stakes are not strengthened, the whole tent will collapse. And the stakes of following God's will in accordance with God's word, doing God's work in God's way, will receive God's blessings. Lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. Takes effort and takes unity and takes the whole team. And verse 3, for thou shalt break forth. What a promise from God. How does it break forth? Break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. It is a wonderful, optimistic message that God has for His own people. For thou shalt break forth, and for thou shalt expand. Well, as the people want to extend the tent, there'll be a physical tent, but to break forth and the seed shall inherit the Gentiles. The people can only go out there and be a good testimony, be a good witness. But God will gather in the Gentiles. That is the Lord's work. As the people do it much and following the will of God, God will grow His own tent. God will grow the people in the tent and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. And what optimistic message of repopulating, population growth of that place, and population growth of people who want to worship God as their true and living God. And verse 4, which we did not read, but I highlighted here. And what was the first two words of verse 4? Fear not. Sometimes when we think of extending the tent and we're going to bring so many people in, there is an element of human fear. Can we do it? How to do it? God says here, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. So here it is that if Israelites were to do God's work in God's own way, they should not fear, because they will look unto God as their commander. Lead on, O King Eternal, and cast away all the human fears that they may imagine to have, and just continue to do the Lord's work, and God will populate the tent. God will bless the growth of the Gentiles who come to believe in Him. The Israelites be strengthened. I was just thinking of what to share at prayer meeting, as Pastor Paul asked me to share today. And these two verses came to mind. And when I meditated on these two verses, there's a very practical application in our church. This prayer meeting happens to be the final prayer meeting we're going to have in this tent of ours. And we thank God for this tent. We thank God for Tree of Life Church that allow us to use this space so generously. And it has always been our desire, and as Pastor mentioned in the worship service, we should pray for that element of spiritual discontentment, in the sense that, God, I would like to do more things for you. I should not just sit on my laurel and be happy and be cozy here, but we would like to extend the tent, enlarge the tent, and bring more people in. And so we set up a committee, and we've asked the church to seriously pray in that direction. Where might it be? We do not know. Various offers of tenancy seem to come up in various places, in this building, in the next building, and then somehow we were led to the Red Hill area. And Red Hill area, we have seen number of units, and there are also many of the units there, churches whom we know. And those places were pretty far from the MRT station. Then there is this desire, there is almost this wish in us, that if only it is near the MRT station, how wonderful that will be. But we said, if it is near the MRT station, it will be very expensive. And therefore, for a moment, we thought that that could not be, because it is so expensive. It will be at least double the price of those that we have seen that is further away from MRT stations. And then opportunities came up near MRT station, near Red Hill MRT station, and we seemed to like it. Landlord seemed to like what we think, how the place might be used. And the moment they heard that it's going to be used as a church, landlord has cold feet and straight away said, no. Let me say please, because, you know, there are other churches around here too in this area. No. And the door keep closing. And we have prayed, and even in our own committee, we said that God close the door, we shall pry it open. And God closed the door for sure in one particular place, in Tai Hong. And opposite, there was another place. And again, not so suitable because of certain circumstances. And we were looking around for estate agents. Estate agents in today's industry in Singapore are really, really hungry because the market is not doing well. You can imagine that they will just give you every of their listing of any units available. But strangely, mysteriously, God led us to one particular unit that has no agents. Agents didn't even know that place. And the landlord said, have a look. So we have a look. And when we saw the place, there are a few options. Seemed to like it. Committee talked about it. Pastor Paul and myself, we visited it with Alan. We sort of like it. And then we ask the price. The price was about X dollars. It was high. And we say, well, that's because it's near Red Hill MRT station. It's understandable. But we say that, landlord, the market is so bad. Can you give us a huge discount? Landlord said, okay. And that make us to start to think, wow, could this be it? And we tell the landlord that We're going to use this as a church. The others have cold feet. The others are scared. Landlord, are you all right? Are we going to use it as a church? Sure, can use it as a church. So long as you don't be a nuisance to anybody else. Well, on Sunday, there are not many other people will be in that area. And landlord says that this is my building, and I have control over this whole building. And if you're a good tenant, you'll be all right. So the thing is that if we want to enlarge the place of our tent and want to stretch forth the curtains, could this be the answer? Then we said that if that's the case, then they want to have a letter of intent. And the letter of intent sent, and they want the name of that organization. And of course, we put in Cornerstone Church. They say, I don't think we can rent it out to a church. Then does that mean that the door is closed? And the landlord say that, no. Do you have anybody who has a company that is approved by the government of Singapore? And you can just use that company to register, and that company can be my tenant. What company? I mean, looking around, then I said, well, I think I've got a company. It's a company that has not done any business. A company that has no formal business address. And they say, let me see what company that is sent to them. Oh, yes, of course, this company can. No problem. So the tenancy agreement was all set up and signed. And the rest, the Lord undertakes. And then again, we said that, are you very, very sure? Because on Sundays, we're going to use it as a church. And they say, how many people? Oh, no problem. Just come. We're just going to give you more toilets, that's all. So, such kindness from the landlord. And we know that this is not out of the landlord. This is the Lord working in their hearts. And when we think about this aspect of enlarging the place of our tent, you can imagine that we're going to do renovation. We're going to have Sunday school rooms. Everything is going to be flexible. Sunday school room will also be the cry room. Pantry room will also be another place where people can sit for worship if there is an overspill of number of people coming to the church. What kind of chairs to buy? How much to buy? PA system? Curtains? So on and so forth. And lo and behold, here it is said that if we enlarge the place of thy tent, spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. When the people of God in this church knew about this particular opening, they gave generously. We do not want to say who gave to what. And please, if you were to ever know, please don't say that this thing is given by that person, that thing is given by this person. No need. The Lord moved the hearts of the people. All glory and honor given to the Lord. Whoever give, they may give anonymously. They may give for a particular purpose, but we need not say it. We just thank the Almighty God. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. When God says in verse 4, fear not, will there be fear in us? Well, there'll be lots of challenges going forward. Challenges of, are you able to wake up in time in the morning? 10:30, is it all right? Can you still make it, drive there, take the MRT? We'll test it out. Prayer meeting, 8 p.m., is it all right? We'll test out next Wednesday. So we're going to see how this whole thing works. And the spiritual hinterland in that area, the Gentiles And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Why did God open the door for us? A most unlikely place in the unit whereby even the estate agents did not know. And so much so that the landlord, after signing the tenancy agreement, said, "Excuse me, do you have any agents that brought you here?" I said, "No." "Oh, really? Okay." The thing is that the spiritual hinterland, Dawson area, filled with young couples, Red Hill area, filled with old couples, and all those in between, resale homes and whatnot. And there's one particular area of Red Hill filled with, probably in Singapore we can call rich people. Very expensive condominiums. So this entire spiritual hinterland seems to encircle this particular unit. It's God's will. Why do we know it's God's will? Number one, we prayed about it. And we did pray for a season of time. And then God led. It was not us trying to call every other agent. Even that, we could not get this unit. God led. And then we overcame difficulties from landlord with cold feet to landlord that say, "Welcome, we live harmoniously here." Because I met the boss and the boss's wife. And they said, "Welcome to all of you." And God opened the door. And not only that, we have unity of mind and spirit amongst the leaders and also in the committee. And how do we know that it's God's will? Because there are great challenges ahead and we utterly need God. And when we know that we utterly need God, God says, "Fear not." So people like Cornerstone, we are going to launch into the deep. We're going to launch into the place where God would want us to go. We enlarge the place of our tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine inhabitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. And fear not. For us, we pray for faith. We pray for obedience. On each and every one of us, we pray for obedience to the Lord's word. And together, as God's people, we can shine forth the beauty of the Lord Jesus. How will our church go from 4th of December onwards? We do not know. But this one thing we know, we want to reach out. Reach out to as many as possible in that area and reach out to our own friends and colleagues. And you can imagine also that within the weekday, the whole place is not used. Can the place be used for other things? We do not know. As we launch into this, as the Lord lead. And so it's very interesting to walk in the Lord's journey. It's almost like an adventure. Step by step, the Lord opened the door. Change direction. We go in. A signage here. Open. We go in by faith. So, brethren, be strong in the Lord and let us obey the Lord and find this a great privilege to serve Him. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious Father in heaven, thank Thee for Thy word on enlarging the place of Thy tent. And we, Cornerstone Church in Singapore, we are ready to follow Thy will, to go out there in Red Hill, to enlarge the tent that thou hast asked us to, and to bring forth many to salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, not by our own strength, but by thine. And thou wouldst glorify thyself amongst us. Use us as thy instruments of peace, and help us to be faithful and to be hard working for thee in evangelism and in reaching out. And we pray that thou wouldst strengthen our spiritual growth, and that we'll encourage one another in the Lord, not to look at things on our own, the things that pertains to us, but look to others. How can we be blessings, channel of thy blessings to others around us? So help us, Lord. Through Jesus Christ, our precious Lord, we pray. Amen.